It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, let's start with the big story, of course, 4th of July. We've got the Downtown Lexington Festival with fireworks and the Lexington Philharmonic's Patriotic Concert.
You know, it's a big weekend, and pretty much with the 4th of July being on Saturday, it's all about the 4th of July. There's not a whole lot going on that does not have some relationship to the holiday. And, you know, of course, it's a very big time, and Lexington always, you know, sort of does it upright for the 4th with the race in the morning. The parade in the afternoon and other events. So, and then of course there's the fireworks, which we have a pretty interesting story from one of our writers, Jessica Voorhees, in Weekender today, talking about the logistics of putting on a fireworks show and, you know, all the planning that goes into basically, you know, setting off explosives very near large groups of people, which is not traditionally something that you know, we want people to do. But of course, for the 4th to have all this fun, we have to. One of the fun things to me was, I think it's the first time we've mentioned the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in the Weekender section. You know, there are all kinds of rules that they have to go by, and to take out $1 million insurance policy and make sure they're firing off the shells a proper distance away from the crowd and all of that stuff. So just a lot of interesting things that they have to consider before everything goes boom.
And is this weather permitting? Are we talking, you know, if it rains, it's going to be postponed? Or?
Well, it's always weather permitting to an extent. I think the two things they really worry about are wind. You know, if you have an extraordinarily windy day, that can be a problem. We've experienced here a few times where it's been too dry, and they've had to cancel fireworks shows out of fears that, you know, a few sparks might create a real situation. And of course, rain, if it gets to be a certain level of rain, causes a problem too. But if it's like a sprinkle or a light rain, it still happens. It's when you get into big storms and downpours and stuff that then they'll look at delaying it.
Also taking place this weekend, it's the Lexington Philharmonic's Patriotic Concert.
Right, and this is a huge tradition. The Philharmonic took a year off last year from the event, and a military band from, I believe, Ohio came in to present the concert at the Transylvania campus on the steps of the old Morrison building. But the Philharmonic will be back, and Walter Tunis talked to Scott Terrell about his thinking behind putting together that concert. And of course, there's the patriotic music that everybody knows and loves, and, you know, the John Philip Sousa and things like that. Scott also thinks of it in other terms, you know, of American music and what America has contributed to music of the theater and classical music and film and things of that sort. So you'll hear a real variety of music out there at Old Morrison this year, as you have for the past several years.
And finally, also falling on the 4th this year, the Miss Kentucky Pageant Finals.
That's right. And this is, you know, it's not something that even the Miss Kentucky people necessarily wanted. I think ideally they'd like to have their own weekend, which they usually do. But from what their folks say, this was a sort of a convergence of scheduling kerfuffles that came together to force them to have their grand final on the same night. A lot of people are out watching fireworks and whatnot. You know, this is, in recent years, this has become a bigger deal, even though you hear a lot about, you know, sort of the decline of pageants and Miss America and stuff. It's been getting more and more attention lately here at the state level. So you have 31 contenders up to be Miss Kentucky and go represent us in Atlantic City in September. And, you know, one thing that struck me, I covered the event last year, I won't be covering it this year, but some of the interesting contenders, the pageants that they come from, like you've got Myths Horse Capital of the World and Myths Lexington Legends. I didn't know the Legends had their own pageant, and Myths Heart of the Parks. So, you know, in addition to the traditional Myths Lexington, Myths Louisville, and stuff like that, there are some other interesting contenders out there.
Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader and Lexco.com. Thank you so much. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you.